Anita, everything you ever had.
Good morning, everybody. It is about 3 minutes after eight, and the House State Affairs Committee will please come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody in the audience and online. Again, this morning, we have before us the omnibus bill on ethics, which is the governor's bill, HB 109, which we have embraced, not taken over, but embraced. As I said previously, it's my intent to move this bill as expeditiously as possible onto the next committee, and by that I mean like today or maybe tomorrow. I hope that can happen. And I want to pick up, if you can, where we left off at the last meeting, which was Thursday, with a discussion on electronic filing in Title 15, and then continue on title by title, section by section, and entertain amendments that pertain only to that section under consideration. There'll be one exception to that policy, as there always are exceptions to things. It is procedure, and we'll try to explain that later. When we hear each amendment, I hope to have just a very short discussion, and if there's objection, I want to avoid amendments to amendments to amendments to amendments. After the short discussion, we'll have a simple choice of three things: remove the objection, remove the amendment, or vote. Then we'll proceed on to the next amendment and move on. Once we move on to the next title, I don't want any more amendments for the title we've just finished dealing with. Any future amendments on an already amended and completed titles, however wonderful those amendments to amendments might be, they can be taken care of in the next committee referral, which is the Judiciary Committee. And again, I point out that three of us, Representative Coghill, Representative Greenberg, and myself, Representative Lynn, serve on the House Judiciary Committee. And we can let the chair of that committee deal with the more amendments and try to tweak the language. The idea is we want to basically establish policy in this committee and then let the Judiciary Committee tweak the language to accomplish what is the policy that we set here, we hope. During the subcommittee process, we've had ample opportunity to discuss almost every issue, every amendment we're going to be looking at now. So again, I want to move ahead effectively and move this bill out as soon as possible and not chew the cud ad infinitum ad nauseum. The Ethics Subcommittee Chairman, our own Representative John Coghill, did a fine job of presenting the CF HB 109 at our last meeting. So I'd like to start out, if I go where we left off, and get back to the amendment process. I want to begin with State Attorney Dave Jones presenting the bill for the governor is here, and Brooke Miles, and they're addressing a Title 15 amendment on electronic filing. But before we do that, I would like to ask for public testimony online from anyone in the committee room, and so we keep any testimony in mind as we proceed to vote on these various amendments and so on. And I ask, please, that we keep all public testimony to a 3 minute time limit. So with that, I'd like to get on with it. And this is the final, I guess, here. Let's take anybody that's offline right now. I guess there's no one here. We have Buck Miles is here, Joyce Anderson here, and David Jones. And David Jones, would you like to come forward, please? And I'm informed there's nobody online. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Would you like to have Brooke Miles with you at the same time?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman.
Come on up. Come on down. You folks please identify yourself for the record.
My name is David Jones. I'm an Assistant Attorney General with the State of Alaska.
My name is Brooke Miles. I'm the Executive Director for the Alaska Public Offices Commission.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the committee. Okay. Would you want to pick up where you left off, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Chairman, I believe when we left off, we were discussing Section 2 of Work Draft K, the committee substitute for House Bill number 109. And I believe Representative Greenberg asked that Ms. Miles be available to continue discussion of that section of the bill.
Okay, and basically, your amendment was dealing with with the electronic filing and the dates, those would go into effect, is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. The amendment that the governor is offering would take some steps back toward the governor's original proposal. This Section 2 that appears in Work Draft K would require electronic filing only of candidates for governor and lieutenant governor. The governor's amendment would restore electronic filing for all campaign reports, with the exception of reports concerning municipal officers. It would also change the governor's original proposal by eliminating the qualifier that circumstances be extraordinary to justify an exception. And the third change would be to delay the effective date of electronic filing for campaign reports until May 1st, 2009. The purpose of choosing that date is to encompass the full 18-month campaign period that precedes the 2010 general election. Originally, the governor had proposed electronic filing becoming effective for all as of July 1 of this year. But in an attempt to respond to concerns that were raised, the governor is proposing, with the various amendments, a staggered implementation approach, with the financial disclosures for executive branch and judicial branch officials becoming mandatorily electronic filing as of July 1 of this year. For the legislative branch, July 1 of 2008, and for campaign disclosures, May 1st of 2009, as I mentioned, so that there would be a staggered implementation of those mandatory electronic filing requirements.
Good. I think that's a substantial improvement over what we had before, but we live in an electronic age. This is the year, 2007, and I find it difficult to believe that we couldn't very easily implement this in July 1, 2007. And with that in mind, I propose to offer an amendment to the amendment, violating my own rule I just spoke a few moments ago. And so with that, I would offer an amendment to the governor's amendment in Title 15.
Do we want to move this amendment first?
Yes, I guess we better move the amendment. Very good.
Mr. Chairman, I think the amendment is already before us. It was moved last week.
This one was?
This amendment number one by the governor's office.
Yes. Okay. Was that moved before?
It's number two. I'm sorry.
Yes. It was moved before.
Okay.
So with that, then, I would move amendment one to
number two.
To amendment number two. And basically, on page two, line seven, following the word effect, it says delete May 1, 2009 and insert July 1, 2007. Are there any objections to that?
Yes.
Okay. Would you care to speak to the objection? We'll go to Representative Cargill first. Representative Grunberg.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Chair. I believe that this is going to be a substantial hardship on a number of candidates, particularly in rural areas, people
could you stop just a second? We're getting it's the feedback somehow.
Oh, we can turn it down. Just keep the mic in front of him. And okay. Turn it down.
Okay, continue,
Thank
please.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Particularly candidates in rural areas and people who are working to get computer literate. And the governor has a phased-in approach that I think is sufficient for the candidates and for the public, for public disclosure. I will offer an amendment in place of this, if just so the members know, if this does not pass, it is labeled K-42, and what it would do would be retain the governor's amendment, but also make immediate effective for ballot propositions, which are large statewide races, sophisticated, well-run, and they can and should be immediately electronically recorded. But for the small candidates I think this would be a hardship, and therefore I respectfully oppose Amendment 1 to Amendment Number 2.
Speaking to that, it's my feeling that I can't think of hardly anybody who ran for the legislature here who's unsophisticated, whether they live in the city or live out in rural areas. Some of these rural areas are very, very computer literate. We are the most connected state in the nation, and I don't see any reason why we can't, you know, move in this century. Representative Coghill.
Yeah, my objection is I would like to see the system kind of proven up a little bit, and according to Ms. Miles' testimony, she thinks that they could get a system up by July, but really we're having to replace, I think, software where we're at. The compromise that the governor has put forward is a tiered approach. It, in my view, allows them to kind of systematically look at each type of race that they have to do with. I was prepared to speak favorably to the amendment, but if we bring everything back down to this year, I struggle with that. That's one. Actually, the whole reason I suggested in subcommittee that we have just the two top races is to prove out a system. The ability for people far and wide to enter into electronic filing by mandate probably is going to take some time, not only within our own department issues, but it's a cultural change for many people, including myself.
Okay, quickly, anybody else on the committee wish to speak shortly on that subject? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to call the attention to the statement of the representative that said immediate reporting, because I plan on introducing a amendment here in just a second that will require instant reporting. So I want to thank you for your advanced support.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, I believe it's the year 2007. I think we could do it now if that's the will of the committee. So I'm not going to withdraw the amendment to the amendment. Anybody wish to withdraw their objection? If not, please call the roll.
Representative Coghill?
No.
Representative Johansson?
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Gruenberg?
No.
Representative Dahl?
No.
Representative Roses?
No.
Chair Lynn?
Yes.
6-1.
How does the committee really feel about this? Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With that, I would like to offer the amendment that has been labeled in the upper right-hand corner, K-42, as Amendment 2 to Amendment 2.
Anybody object?
Object for discussion.
Yes. Representative Johnson, objective for discussion purposes. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This looks a little complicated. I note, and I'd like the record to reflect, we have deleted the word extraordinary on line 14 to conform to what Mr. Jones said a minute ago. That was a typo. And what this does is it retains exactly the governor's amendment, but it also moves up to the current election cycle ballot propositions, because they are fully capable, large statewide races, of reporting electronically now. There's a high public interest and a real public good for immediate electronic reporting of ballot propositions, and I'd look for my friend from South Anchorage for his support to my amendment.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
And I understand the governor supports this amendment, but I'd ask Mr. Jones to confirm that through the chair.
Mr. Jones, do you support this amendment?
Representative Lynn, yes, in theory. I haven't had chance to review the language to ensure that it does what we hope it does, but in theory, absolutely.
Yeah. An attorney has spoken here.
And Mr. Chair, if I may respond to
well, I'd like to press it. Representative Coghill?
I love that term.
So the next question I have is for Ms. Miles. Have you had a chance to take a look at this language, Brooke?
Through the chair, Representative Coghill, I have just looked it over, and I had earlier discussed this theory with Representative Gruenberg and his staff.
Okay. And as far as being able to accept the kind of information that's going to be required by the May 1, is May a realistic time for you to be accepting this kind of electronic information?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Coghill, that it will work for APOC because even if the new system isn't operating on May 1, what we would do with the ballot groups is set them up with our Excel spreadsheet methodology, which works with the current database and also will work with the new database, which is actually an XML document storage system.
Okay. Any other questions on this amendment? Would you care to remove the objection? Who made it?
I'll remove my objection.
Okay. With that, it'd be amendment two to amendment
two
has passed, and so that's very good. So where are we now? Where do we go next here?
Just open the folder.
Okay.
Floor is open for amendment number one, though.
Yeah, we need to go to the original amendment. Any further discussion on amendment
two? As amended.
Yeah, so many amendments. Any further discussion on that? If not, somebody care to remove the objection?
Mr. Chairman, I think I'm the one that originally objected. If not, I'll remove any objection I have. Done.
Bless you. Okay, so that amendment two.
As amended,
passes this committee.
And Mr. Chairman,
Representative Coghill,
just for what it's worth, I think the amendment number four under the governor's amendment actually carries that same language over to another section, which is the tiered approach to the mandated reporting. And would it be appropriate this time, Mr. Chairman, to go ahead and bring that up, because I think there's a general agreement on this.
Yeah, I think so too. Can we bring that up now?
I mean, it's the same issue.
It's the same issue. It doesn't need to be debated, I don't think.
The only thing, maybe, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get you there when he says.
I'm 74 years old now, so you better hurry.
Maybe the question is if the amendment to the amendment needs to be conformed to this one as well.
As you mentioned, we do a recess until everybody finds this particular thing. We're going to recess very shortly until we find the... Okay, Representative Roses.
Just for the record, I'd like to explain a little bit about the necessity for taking an at-ease here, because we're wanting to make sure that our documents are right and that everybody's talking about the same thing. But just as an illustration, I want everybody to understand where the confusion comes in. This is exactly what we're trying to deal with, is to try to find the right page. So. If you look at the governor's version K list of amendments that we received last time, I think the one we're talking about is listed on here as number four. But actually, in our discussion, this would be amendment number three, because we're on number three at this point. So,
oh, I see.
With that, I think we're all caught up. So, Mr. Chair?
This is the one you're going to take up.
Floor is back to you.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Coghill.
I'm sorry for throwing this one ahead, but it just dealt with the same issue.
Okay.
And there's a third one, too, out of 39.
Mr. Chairman, to speak to the amendment, the purpose of this amendment is to make electronic filing mandatory for legislative financial disclosures, those that are filed each year with the APOC. Similar to the changes that we proposed to the previous electronic filing provision, we've delayed the effective date until July 1 of 2008. This is the middle step of the three-step staggered implementation approach. We've also dropped the requirement that circumstances be extraordinary to warrant an exception to the electronic filing requirement. In many ways, this amendment is similar to the one the committee just addressed, in that it would make electronic filing mandatory. Exceptions would be permitted when circumstances warranted it, not extraordinary circumstances, but circumstances. And the effective date would be delayed rather than July 1, 2007. mandatory electronic filing would come about on July 1 of 2008 for the legislative financial disclosure.
Okay, and we probably need to adopt Amendment Number 3 for discussion purposes.
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Because of the way it created some degree of confusion, I just wanted to bring to attention that probably this and that, and is there one other Title 39 amendment?
Yes, it is. And Government's Number 6.
Yeah, okay. Maybe what we ought to do is just go ahead and take them in order, Mr. Chairman, only because I just wanted to bring to the attention, though, that if we make the policy call in one area, we want to be consistent throughout. And maybe I should withdraw my request to go ahead and take it up. It takes them out of order of where you were heading. So I defer to you, Mr. Chairman.
I understand your concern. I'd like to go ahead to where we are now, if we can. Because mainly because I have those papers I have in front of me now. Representative Dornberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am concerned about line 16 of the amendment.
Well, has anybody objected to this amendment to begin with?
I'll object.
You already have?
Who made the motion to adopt it?
Nobody has at this point, but I will go ahead.
You want to make the motion?
I object.
nobody has so far.
That would be Amendment Number 3.
What I was trying to do.
For the governors.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt Amendment Number 3.
Okay, and you object for discussion purposes. Representative Grunberg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair, if I may ask Mr. Jones a question?
Yes.
Okay. This will be, if the members would turn to the bill itself, on page 16, lines 9 through 14, it would amend section 22. And I'd like the members to look at line 16 of the amendment itself, which will provide that this section takes effect July 1st, 2008. I believe, and this is, after that, I'm segueing in the question. Mr. Jones.
Don't segue too far.
Through the chair, that previously, when we took up the governor's bill, amendment number 2, that would have taken effect for legislator candidates on July 1st, 2009. I do believe, Mr. Chair, that we need to amend Amendment 3 from 2008 to 2009 to conform with Amendment 2. Is that not correct, Mr. Jones?
Representative Grunberg, through the chair, I don't believe that that's correct. I believe that what we're referring to here are the annual financial disclosures required of legislators and legislative directors and public members of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, as opposed to candidates for legislative office or other offices.
Okay, and with that, I'm going to do an amendment to the amendment. Everybody have a copy of this? It says, we agree to the governor's amendment but amend the effective date to July 1, 2007, and the same comments I made before could apply to this. I think we are a very sophisticated state, very sophisticated candidates, and I can prove that statement with the folks at this table. We all got here. Is there an objection to that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The objection from Representative Coghill. I don't have anything further to say.
Would you restate the amendment, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. This agrees to the governor's amendment, but amends the effective date to July 1, 2000. It's the same as the one I had before, but this applies to this disclosure.
In 2007.
Any other discussion on that? Okay. Anybody want to withdraw the objection?
No, sir.
Yay or nay?
I'll maintain the objection.
Okay. I'm not going to withdraw the amendment to the amendment, so let's take a vote quickly.
Amendment 1 to Amendment 3, Representative Johansson?
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Grunberg?
No.
Representative Dahl?
No.
Representative Roses?
No.
Representative Coghill?
No.
Chair Lim?
Yes. For the reasons stated before.
Six nay.
Okay, thank you. Let's go now to Amendment the basic amendment itself, Amendment 3. Any further discussion on that? If not, who objected to that? That Representative Rosa, I mean, Johnson?
I'll remove my objection.
Remove the objection? Great, okay. Amendment number 3 has passed the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Moving ahead nicely. Representative Grunberg.
I'd ask the chair's indulgence, since we're on electronic filing, to take up another governor's amendment on that. It would be Amendment number 6 in the packet.
Does that, would that be in the proper order now?
Yes, sir. It's the sixth paragraph on the cover sheet, and it's an amendment 2 down from the previous amendment. And begins line 19, page 16, may request.
Bob, here it is. I got it.
We've already got it. Okay, did you make that?
I made the motion.
Okay.
And that would, Mr. Chairman, that would be Amendment number 4.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, label number 4. Okay, was there an objection to that?
What number was it on
here? And I'd ask Mr. Jones to explain.
Mr. Jones, please explain that.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Before we do that, I just need to make sure that our paperwork is getting to the people who record it.
That'd be Amendment number 4.
That's
39. Here you go. It's this one right here.
All right, Mr. Chairman, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, Amendment number 4 is also an electronic filing provision. It would amend Section 26 of the Work Draft K before the committee. Currently, Work Draft K requires, in Section 26, electronic filing for executive branch and judicial branch officers only from the governor and lieutenant governor, whereas the governor's original proposal was to require that all of those who are covered by this provision, which includes high-level executive branch officials and some judicial branch officials, some municipal officers, to requiring all of those to file electronically as of July 1, 2007. The governor's amendment would return us to an effective date of July 1, 2007, with two changes. One, municipal officers would be exempt. And two, we got rid of the extraordinary requirement for circumstances that would justify an exception to the electronic filing requirement. So those are the effects of the governor's amendment. Again, this is an electronic filing requirement. It applies to the annual financial disclosures that are filed with APOC. These are not campaign disclosures. These are the annual disclosures of finances filed with the APOC by members of the executive branch in high-level positions, by judicial officers, and by certain municipal officers.
Very fine. Okay. Reverend Grunberg, then we're going to act on this.
Just once again, the bill, as reported out of the subcommittee, only said governor and lieutenant governor and neglected to put other high-level executives. This expands it to the other high-level executives as well as doing the other things. And I would hope that the other members of the subcommittee and the members of the committee would agree that this is a good amendment. We didn't consider this particular tweak in subcommittee, and I'm glad you brought it to our attention. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other discussion on this? Care to remove the objection?
No objection, Mr. Chairman.
There was no objection? Okay. Then we will, Amendment 4 has passed the committee.
So we're back in Title 15.
Okay, we are back in Title, 15, I guess.
Let me make this easy for you.
Stand by one.
Sorry about that.
Okay, we're going to recess until we get the paper.